We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Everybody knows half the U.S. Senate's run by Republicans. It'll be half run by Republicans next time. And it takes 60 votes to get any of this stuff through. And yet nobody just says the obvious. Bernie, you're full of it. None of this is going to get passed. You're going to be a miserable president.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
Sense a little bit of a Rolaids moment on the part of Chris Matthews there. I don't know about you. Cassie Smedley joining us this morning from the RNC. Cassie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the show on the left. You've got Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews who are twisting in knots because they both want to like the progressive candidate, but they're afraid that they don't have anybody on that stage tonight who can get elected. They know that deep down.
That's right. It's quite the conundrum for the Democrat Party. Do the bidding of the party to block the will of this Bernie rising, and we know Bernie has a lot of, he's the only one on the Democrat side that has his own following. Everybody right. else is just, let's try and beat Trump. But what's so interesting to me is that they're going apoplectic about the possibility that Bernie might really get the nomination. They might really nominate a socialist. And yet, every person on that stage tonight has acquiesced to Bernie's socialist policies. The policies that used to put him in the corner in the Senate and he'd sit by himself and no one signed onto his legislation are now a litmus test for the party. So they've painted themselves into this corner, and I'm very happy to watch that paint dry.
Well, I am with you on that one. It's very rare that I want to watch paint dry, but I'm anxious to see how this goes tonight. You know, Bloomberg is going to be on stage for the first time tonight. He's not going to be in a slickly produced ad, and you know that the other seven members that are on that stage are going to do everything they can to get under his skin because he's got a history of having a fairly short fuse.
Yeah, and they've said as much that if they agree on one thing, it is to show Bloomberg's weakness as a candidate, and they're all going to pile on and gang up on him. But, you know, Mike Bloomberg, not only does he have a history of a short fuse and he's not a good public speaker and doesn't have a great personality, but he's had a really horrible week with all of these horrible things that he said with stop and frisk or his record of sexism and frankly just outright abuse of former female employees, and they're making suggestions about how they should carry their children or not. Those are all things that I'm sure will come out today, but he's clearly an unvetted candidate. He thought he could just buy his way onto the ballot and maybe into the White House, and now I think he's getting a taste of what this all really looks like when
yeah.
people aren't happy that you haven't had to go through the same vetting that they have. But I got to get in here that for all of this infighting over there, which for those of us who have to watch these debates for a job, at least they're making it interesting finally.
Right.
You've got, conversely, the president will be in Arizona tonight doing a rally, some counter programming. And again, he set up the juxtaposition of he's going to spend an hour or so talking about results, talking about what more we can do together to keep America great. The best is yet to come. This very positive message with this raucous crowd in a state that's really important for 2020. Next to the Democrats who are just going to be fighting over themselves to try and say, but it's not fair. It's not fair. I deserve it. It's my turn. Whereas the president's going to be talking about what more we can do together as a country.
Couldn't agree more. And they're already pointing out the fact that a lot of Bernie supporters that they feel like once again, the Democratic Party is trying to steal this away from him by changing the rules to get Bloomberg on the stage. Before we run out of time, I got to get your thoughts on this. Play cut number 37, please.
And if you're asking me what my party affiliation is, I'm a Trumpocrat.
I think that sounds like a made-for-TV commercial for me from Rod Blagojevich.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's got a lot to be grateful to the president for today, too. So,
yeah, I know he's getting, we've got, in fact, I'll just mention this, Cassie. I've even put a poll up on my Facebook page this morning. So far, about 62% of people agree with the president's decision to, you know, to commute the sentence of Rod Blagojevich. And it's interesting that in America these days, even the commutation of a Democrat sentence is reason for Democrats to criticize the president.
Oh, sure, if it's a day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
But I think with Rob Blagojevich or any number of these commutations, the former coach of the 49ers, it's showing that this excessive use of sentencing, politically motivated or not. I mean, it was an interesting day yesterday watching the list of people that were going to be commuted or so. But as I was talking to someone about Rob Blagojevich, I said, what's the deal there? And they said, there's a lot of people in Illinois in particular that felt that that was just politics at play. So
sure.
It's interesting. Not a lawyer, but I do see that the president was making a point that when you use these excessive sentencings, he's going to use the his ability from the White House to commute them.
Very timely decision, I think.
Yes.
Cassie Smedley, thank you so much for your time.
Get more at 971talk.com.